You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We have about a week left until spring training starts for pitchers and catchers, which is just so exciting for all of us. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Chris Taft, who covers the Giants, of course, for MLB.com. And Chris, we are going to dissect the Giants offseason. And they had quite a nice offseason on paper, of course. And as we know, they don't play games on paper. But I would like to kind of just dissect a little bit, go from position to position, and just see how we might grade these guys from last season until now. So, of course, we want to start with this revamped rotation. We have talked about it a lot, but let's talk about it a little bit more. So I would think that if you look at the Giants as a whole, that's got to be one of the more positive areas that the Giants have improved.
Allison, you would think so. I mean, they've got two potential power arms there with Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto. And not that they just throw, you know, rear back and throw 100 miles an hour. They know how to move the ball around, especially Cueto, who's got a little bit of Louis Tiant, Pedro Martinez. Maybe that's, you know, an extreme comparison given that, you know, Pedro's the Hall of Famer. But, you know, he can, you know, alter his motion without, you know, messing up his own pitches and throw at different speeds. A very polished pitcher. You know, Jeff Samardzija has shown flashes of being you know, all-star caliber guy in the past, and the Giants hope that pitching in AT&T Park, which of course is friendly for pitchers, with its spacious dimensions, can help him maybe you know, get over the hump a little bit. And with their arrival as free agents, that pushes Jake Peavy and Matt Kane back to the fourth and fifth spots in the rotation, maybe not in that order. But, you know, if you're low-hanging fruit, as a hitter once, to use a phrase a hitter once used on me, is Jake Peavy and Matt Kane, I think your pitching staff's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, so we haven't really, my mind is a little fuzzy on Peavy and Kane. So remind me, I mean, going into spring training, it looks pretty good for them health-wise, right?
I'm sorry?
Peavy and Kane, just health-wise going into spring training. I can't remember the last time we talked
Peavy should be at full strength. Of course, he's getting older and he's, you know, he needs to you know, get a motor scooter to push the ball across the plate at 90 miles an hour or above, but he gets guys out. You know, if I had I would take my chance with a whole pitching rotation of guys like Jake Peavy. They may get their brains beat now once in a while, but for the most part, you know, I mean, you're going to see solid intelligence, aggressive in its own way, you know, challenging pitching. Matt Kane happens, you know, who's had arm problems most of the last couple of years, pitched five shutout innings in his final start of the 2015 season, and that gave the Giants a lot of hope that maybe better things lay ahead for him.
So if you're grading them based on how they ended 2015, and obviously the Giants they cratered a little bit toward the end of the year for many different reasons, mainly because key players were not available. But would you say, just from a rotation standpoint, from looking at how they ended the year going into this season, what kind of grade would you give this rotation? And I know that's hard to say because the two main guys that we're talking about, they haven't even been Giants yet. But, you know, just a general grade on the rotation, what would you give them?
Well, I'd go with, as you said earlier on paper, I'd go with A-. Maybe a B plus, A minus B plus. I got plenty of B pluses in school, but so I know one when I see one. But they've upgraded. They've definitely upgraded. I mean, they were kind of in the middle of the pack last year, and you know, with Madison Bumgarner number one, probably Cueto number two, Samardzija number three, and you know, Kane and Peavy and some kind of order there at four and five. You know, they've got they can go into just about any series and have a, you know, match up well with any other club.
So we talked a lot in the offseason just about what do they need, what are their needs, what are the holes they have to fill, and now that they have Denard Span, it takes my line of questioning away a little bit because they filled that need. Is there anything left to do? Are they pretty much set? Do you think that they feel pretty comfortable going into spring with what they have right now?
Yeah, they feel comfortable. I think they still need a bullpen arm, and they wouldn't, a veteran guy who can play the kind of role that Jeremy Affeldt did the last several years. Of course, they won't get somebody quite of that caliber. There's no guys who are that good, who can get right-hand hitters and left-hand hitters out and throw left-handed at about 93 miles an hour. Guys like that are signed already. So the guys aren't going to pick anybody up like that off the scrap heap. But if they can get it, they've got an increasingly young bullpen with guys like Hunter Strickland, and Josh Osich. If they can pick up a veteran arm to complement those two guys, I think that'd be wise.
So you think that from the way that they ended last year, bullpen-wise, that they probably have taken a bit of a step back? That Affeldt loss is big. I mean, we've talked about it, and those are the kinds of guys that don't get a lot of attention until you take them out of the equation. So I guess they did probably take a little bit of a step back.
A lot of fans especially I've never heard players or anybody on the coaching staff say anything negative about Santiago Casilla, the closer. I mean, for me, 38 out of 44, and that's off the top of my head, his saves, his saves and conversions, whatever. I'll take 38 out of 44 every year for my closer. But a lot of fans are really unhappy with the guy. And, the bullpen is good. It's just not, I wouldn't say it's shutdown good. Like, if the Giants get to the seventh inning with a lead, I don't know if it's necessarily a sure thing that they're going to win. Whereas with a lot of teams, especially championship teams, postseason teams, you get to the seventh, if they get to the seventh inning with a lead, the other team just, saws its bats in half because they know they're not going to come back. But I think with the Giants, if you can maybe, it's a vulnerable bullpen. So it's still a good bullpen. I mean, Sergio Romo is one of the club's better relievers of all time. And you can say the thing about Javier Lopez, even though he's a Lugi. He's a really good Lugi. But they can be vulnerable, that's for sure.
And when I look at the lineup, I would have to think that assuming that everyone is healthy, I would guess that would be the biggest jump from a grade standpoint from the end of the season to just going into the season, not knowing what's going to happen. But, I think that we can all agree that it's because of the key injuries that the Giants weren't able to pull this off last year. So would that be probably the biggest improvement or maybe the second to the rotation?
Well, lineups, it's every day concerns are, I think, always trump the every 5 day concerns, unless your entire rotation is ridden with injuries. So, yeah, they need for Joe Panic, second baseman, to bounce back from his bat back. They need Hunter Pence to play, if not 162 games, close to it, stay healthy and stay young at heart, as he always seems to be. And they need Angel Pagan, who's probably not going to play center field now they've signed Denard Span. They need Jose Pagan, or Angel Pagan. I don't do that very often, but I did there. Angel Pagan to come through and suck it up, accept not being a center fielder and come through as a left fielder.
Yeah, I think I'm picking the Giants to win that division, but maybe I'll have egg on my face.
That's scary, Allison, because they've always done well when nobody picks them to win, and here they are. A lot of people are picking them to win. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to that. But then again, being picked to win, it's almost like being the defending champion, and they've been in that, role a lot, obviously, the last few years. So they can probably handle being the favorite for once.
Yeah, I think Johnny Cueto is going to have a big year at that ballpark. I think he's going to totally thrive in that environment. And so March is looking to kind of redeem himself a little bit. And I'm thinking that not just because it's an even year, because I actually think that that whole philosophy is ridiculous. And there is actually nothing to that. But I'm actually picking them because I just think that they're a really good team. So we shall see. Chris, thank you very much. And we will catch up with you at spring training.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.